Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. You, dear Church of Christ, are the Israel that our Lord has chosen. The Church of Jesus Christ, not of Latter-day Saints, for that is a church that actually rejects the true Christ. The Mormon Church is not a Christian church, and they can't force us to believe that they are just by using the name of Jesus. They are a church body that actively teaches that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers, that Jesus attained godhood, and that if you try hard enough to be good, you, dear men, might even become the god of your own planet someday. Now, if any of that sounds like Christian doctrine taken from the scriptures, I'm not sure which Bible you've been reading, but it's never been in one of mine. And it's not in the truth found in scriptures. A rejection of Jesus, the Jesus that the Athanasian Creed that we confessed, you have to hold to, that Catholic faith, that universal faith that you have to hold to in order to be saved, puts Mormons outside of it. The next time they come to your door, spend time with them. Tell them who Jesus actually is. Show them the love of Christ in you. Let them see Jesus. The Church of Christ, the one that confesses that Jesus Christ is eternally begotten of the Father, but equal to him, and proceeding forth then the Holy Spirit. This is the true church. Israel, the one that walks with God, yes, at times wrestles or strives with God, is found in faith in the Messiah. It is not about a plot of land. It is not about a specific blood line flowing through Abraham. It is the faith of Abraham. For Abraham was saved by faith. It is faith that made God declare him righteous. Faith given to him by the grace of the Almighty. You, dear Israel, dear Church of God, dear church that serves Jesus the Christ as his bride, you have been chosen. The Lord says, who has made you and formed you from the womb, that he will help you. In our gospel lesson for this night, we have the same gospel story as we get on the fourth Sunday in Lent, Laetare. That is the feeding of the 5,000. But this is now St. Luke's, inspired by the Holy Spirit's telling of that miracle. It is a miracle that Jesus Christ can take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish and feed from that 5,000 men plus women and children. It is a miracle that all these people who have gathered to hear him teach are fed by him. It is a miracle that they did not have to be sent away, but that Jesus feeds and nourishes them. But when we look for miracles like that, we miss every miracle that happens every day. God's miracles are so abundant in our lives that we miss them. The fact that God formed you in your mother's womb is, in fact, a miracle. It is a miracle that at the moment of conception, when your life began, there was a flash of light. And that those cells grew, that the heart began beating at about 6 weeks after that event, that your organs would form, that your bones would stretch out, and that you would see the face of a child. It is a miracle how the female body works. How God has designed her to have those organs shift within her body. That somehow, she may have room to bear this life. Never forget the miracle that is you. The miracle that God formed you. That God has called you. That God has a purpose for you. And that he sent his son Jesus Christ to die for you. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing, and yet he promises to actually forget your sins and my sins. Life isn't fair. God should remember each and every one of our sins. He should judge us based on the way that we lived. But the unfairness of God means that he does not judge us based on that. Rather, he judges us on the merits of his Son, on the perfection of his Son, on his perfect life and death and resurrection. And he blots out our transgressions. He blots out our iniquities. He removes them from us as far as the east is from the west. And he says, I remember your sins no more. That is not fair. But that's our God. That's how great his love is for each and every one of us. Put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. What faces us to get to eternal life is the judgment seat. God will sit on his judgment seat. And instead of declaring us guilty and our eternal punishment in death, he will instead point to the cross of his Son. And he will say, my Son, whom I love, in whom I am well pleased, has suffered and died in your stead. He has paid the price. You are free to go, and you will live with me for all of eternity. You and I will be acquitted, who deserve to be found guilty, who deserve to be condemned to eternal death. But we will be declared righteous. We will be declared acquitted. We will be declared one with him. I will pour out water on him who is thirsty, floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessing on your offspring, says the Lord Almighty. You are those descendants. You are that offspring. Whether you follow the bloodline of Abraham or not. Because it's the blood of Jesus. Son of David, yet David's Lord. It is the blood of Jesus that washed over you in the font of your baptism. It is the blood of Jesus that marks the doors that are your temples. When the angel of death sees that blood, he passes over. This is the blessing. We are the descendants, the offspring, the children of Abraham, the Church of Jesus Christ. It cannot be overcome. Not even the gates of hell can prevail against this church. For our Lord sends out that confession. We hold it fast. So yes, we rejoice that Jesus Christ cared about the people that gathered that day, that he fed them and nourished them until they were completely full. But we also rejoice that we are miracles and that he took our death and gave us his life. When you leave here today, I hope that you do look at the miracles in your life. Maybe it's your husband or your wife. Maybe it's your children, your nephews or your nieces. Maybe it's the person that's sitting across the aisle from you here this night. These are all miracles. And the fact that he has knit us together in one body is cause to rejoice. The church sings, Lord Jesus Christ, your power make known, for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.